This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is a Saturday, rainy, kind of nasty-looking morning, but we up here on the ninth floor. It is Sam and Greg. Good morning, Digger!
Morning!
Do that again. Digger!
Morning.
They said that. And listen, all you first responders, everybody that's helping folks, just make it through life out there. And you ready?
Yeah.
Berkeley Lake area. up there in Gwinnett County.
Yep. Right there from Peachtree Corners, right between Peachtree Corners and Duluth.
Where you get something to eat up there?
Right in there.
In Berkeley Lake. What they got up there? I'm sure
They got some good stuff to eat. I'm trying to think of what's right around in there. There's a place called Q.
Q?
Yeah. C-U-E. Barbecue.
Okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Let me start the show by telling you that this is and I don't know why I remember this. I don't think I've ever seen the episode, but I've heard it described in terms of what I'm about to say. There was an episode, I guess, of Seinfeld where it was called Bizarro World, where everything was sort of turned around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we got going on here. I don't like this. I got to look at you out of my weak eye.
Not the weak eye.
Yeah, I got to look at you out of my Marty Feldman eye.
Not the Marty Feldman eye. Folks, for whatever reason, things beyond our control, I've had to reposition myself in a different station here in the Kia studio.
And I'm turned in a different direction. Moreover, Noelle can't see you.
I can't even see her, but I just know she's there.
No, what? She ain't.
No, she's not.
She walked out to go take care of something. You can't even see her movements.
That's just it. But we're going to get through it today. I mean, because it's a great Saturday. It's a great weekend. We're celebrating a lot of things.
Yes, we are. Yes,
happy,
we are.
And I will say the first time of many times we're going to say this morning, a happy Mother's Day weekend to all of the moms out there. And also a lot of graduations and commencements are taking place. They are. You know what I mean? Do they still play that song at the convention?
I would imagine.
It's at some of them, and most of them. But some of them may, you know.
How many graduations have you taken part in? The formal graduation. I've only been in one.
Really?
High school. I didn't graduate from college.
I graduated from kindergarten.
What?
Yeah, man. At kindergarten graduation.
I take it back. I had two. I was thinking about that. No, I didn't have a kindergarten graduation, but I did have an elementary school graduation.
I don't think I had an elementary school
graduation. Man, I was looking smooth. I had me like when the brand new coach with the ruffle shirts. I was looking like I was opening for Lou Rawls. I got a picture of that suit too. I'd forgotten about that. But I've been through two.
You know what though? If you're around now, it's almost like every stage a child goes through, there's like a graduation.
That's what I was thinking.
And like a yearbook.
Participation medal, trophies and stuff.
Well, with the schools, right? They say, moms and dads, you got to get
the
yearbook.
You get a graduation, you're going
from pre-K to K. Well, we got a yearbook here for you.
I can understand.
Really?
Because I had one. I had one in seventh grade and eighth grade. It was like one of the first
but
times they started
pre-K
doing
it. And K.
No, not that.
Man,
I mean, I had
I'm,
one
I'm
for
serious.
That.
I'm serious. I've gone to like speaking, MC, different things. And I'm like, they got a yearbook for this?
Yeah. And the thing is, the kid who probably in the first one don't look the same by the second or third one because kids change so often at that particular age.
Yeah. But, I mean, they do that. So, yeah, I only participated on a couple. Well, one I participated in about four graduations.
Your voice went really high when you did that.
Yeah, but you didn't think about it. Yeah, think about that, you know. You're thinking about the other people who are experiencing this.
Oh,
year.
Absolutely.
So some for the first time. Some may be for a graduate degree or whatever. And we are, you know, and salute to all the family members who have, come to the area, various places. There was a traffic jam. I think I was over near Emory yesterday.
And
traffic jam over there. Them folks were having, you know, so there's a lot of different ceremonies taking place at the many institutions here in our area. We salute you all and congratulations.
And there is an event taking place about to get started in honor of Jovita Moore.
Well, it's the brain tumor walk and run.
We're
in the studio. We're monitoring WSB and, of course, Jovita Moore, suffered from a brain tumor. It's a walk and run. And if you're anywhere near the battery, anywhere near Truist Park, you're going to see people who are going to be out getting part of it. They've been out there warming up in rain or shine, folks. It's raining, but they're out there like this. They're ready to go.
Runners love it. Look cool, some rain, out there sweating like Kunta Kinte. So
I think people are going to do it, and for a very good reason. So, absolutely salute them and wish them all the best as they get set to start their run around the battery this morning.
Absolutely. It is Sam and Greg on this 10th day of May. How was your week? Yeah, you had a pretty good week?
Pretty good week, and then...
Well, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that in a second. Yeah, okay.
We'll get to that in a second.
Right.
But my question is this: as we sit here on May 10th, looking back on this past week, was it more baseball or basketball that you viewed?
Probably more basketball. These playoffs have been intriguing for all the people. They said for all the stuff people said the regular season lacked or didn't have, these playoffs seem to have.
Yeah, they do.
You know, they have all of the things that people say, the NBA can't watch it. Man, these playoffs have been very, and it reels you in, some of the backstories, some of the pitfalls or possible pitfalls, some little injuries that have come up to some key people,
Now, does it count? Because Ant-Man, he's put up one of those, what was that fighter back in that Snoopy makes fun of, the Red Baron?
Red Baron.
And every time he knock out a plane, he put a little check or something, a mark on his plane. Ant-Man he's taken out Kevin Durant. He's taken out LeBron James. Who else did he knock out? He knocked out Jokic last year. He's got a hit list of Hall of Famers. My question is,
got to make sure he plays right now.
He got a little banged up.
He got a little hitch in his.
He came back in the game. My question is, if he knocks out Golden State with no Steph, does it count? As far as knocking, you knocked out Steph Curry.
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to keep score on that one.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
why I'm
asking. That's the matchup you're looking forward to seeing them on that together. And so if Steph is not able to return, people will always dispute that. Yeah, you beat him, but Steph wasn't playing. So, we'll have to see what happens.
I just got hollered at by my mother, and we're on the way to the graduation. Look at me.
That is outstanding. Where did you find that?
I don't know. Polk Brothers or something like that?
Yep. That came out of Spiegel.
No, Alden. My father worked at a place, a catalog place. But I got the silver pattern coat.
You need to post this.
I might. Talk about graduations.
That is outstanding.
But I just got hollered at by my mother. There's so many things about this. Because I'm showing him a picture from, as we were talking about graduations, it's the phone on the wall in the kitchen with the cord that hangs down.
Oh, gosh.
We got the brick wallpaper that's up in the kitchen. It's crazy. So, yeah, I might get that on there. All right, are you ready? Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Let me quickly mention, we got, as he mentioned, Mother's Day, Rick Limpert.
Yeah.
He will be joining us next segment to let you know, for those of you last-minute Mother's Day shoppers, you got a chance to get some items, and he will be there telling us about that. We have Caleb Johnson who's going to talk to us about the NBA playoffs, maybe talk a little Hawks. Megan L. Hall getting a set for the Dream in WNBA season. Mm-hmm. Jason Longshore, we got questions for him about Atlanta United.
Yeah, we do.
But two special guests. I will tell you about one, and Mr. Crenshaw will tell you about the other. Coming up at 10 o'clock, I want to let you know, we're going to hear from Chief Brandon, who is a part of the show, of Paulding County Fire.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be joined today, Sam, by Battalion Chief John Parker. We mentioned it last week. There is a boot drive going on throughout the state. and it is called Give Burns the Boot.
Okay.
All right, and this is all to benefit the Georgia Firefighter Burn Foundation. They are going to come on and join us and tell us what we need to know about what's going on and what we're going to see over the next couple weeks. He's joining us, or they're joining us at 10 o'clock, but we got a special guest coming up at the top of the 9 o'clock hour.
Absolutely, absolutely. Scott Peterson is going to join us, a positive athlete. And, you know, and much is always made about, you know, high school athletes who achieve great things. And, yeah, they deserve the recognition, obviously. They get the different scholarship offers and they four-star, five-star. But his organization basically recognizes athletes for character and achievement on and off the playing field or the court. And so they have to be nominated. It's a nominating process that you have to go through. So it recognizes leadership by high school athletes, and some have overcome some challenges. He's going to join us to talk about the organization and how people can tune into it, see things that they're doing, and just be on the lookout for positive athletes. So that's coming up at 9 o'clock.
All right. Noel, if you will.
It's time for Sam and Greg's Story of the Week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's Story of the Week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
All right. Do you have one different than mine?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then why don't you go first?
No, you go.
Because we're going to be talking about mine for probably the rest of this segment.
You think so?
Yes, we are.
Okay. and then I have an ad part of that too as well.
Yeah, I mean, I want you part of it too.
But something happened this week. If anybody follows college football, you know that certain things you hear, like if it's South Carolina, it's the 2001 before the team comes on the field. There's a certain song you hear at Virginia Tech.
Okay.
Inner Sandman.
Yeah. Italian.
And something special happened this week. Noel? Now, Greg, while you're hearing this, Metallica actually went to Virginia Tech and played at Virginia Tech this week.
Oh, really?
Virginia Tech has used their song for 25 years. The Hokies have charged out onto the field after this song is played. I mean,
right.
The place wipes into a frenzy.
Okay.
White towels, even kids bouncing up and down. Then the team comes out and the fireworks go
off.
Yeah. But they had never been there. Metallica played Lane Stadium at Virginia Tech. So I think it's pretty cool. After 25 years, they use their song. You know, because some groups, you know, may not like you using their song.
Right.
Metallica has embraced Virginia Tech, although they've never been there. But they go there and they play. And the place was packed. The crowd loved it. It's their song, so yeah, it's a big deal.
Nah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
All right.
Thank you, Noel. The obvious one for me was when the news hit. And I'm not Catholic, but I have never been connected to a pope. Have any kind of connection with a pope. I thought I had three connections. Turns out I only got two.
Two?
Yeah. The fact that he's from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pope and I share the same birthday. You know that, did you?
No.
Yes, we do. We share September 14th.
Okay.
There you go. So now I got two things. I thought I had three, but it turns out he's a Sox fan, according to his brother. Now, we haven't had that confirmed. Until I hear it come out of the Pope's mouth, I'm going to, as Jesse said, keep hope alive. We'll keep it on the south side of Chicago. But no, he's from the way south side. He's not from inner city Chicago.
Yeah.
He's from a place called Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were driving up into Chicago, coming up through it, the best way is come up through 65, through Indiana, and when you get up there toward the lake, you hit I-80. That takes you around the lake over there, and then you get on 294. Now, 294 is the equivalent to Chicago of what 285 is here.
Okay.
Except it doesn't do a full circle, obviously, because Lake Michigan puts a monkey wrench in that. But it takes you out and around the outer parts of the city. But right where 294 is, or 294, is 94, which cuts up into and goes along the lake and takes you up in there. Yeah. Dalton is one of those cities way out south. Like, I DJed.
Sounds like Olympia Fields. It's kind of down that way. Somebody was saying it's down there.
No, it's, well, I don't know where Olympia Fields is, and I can name you other cities
I said
down
that
there.
Because that's the famous golf course down there, community golf course. They played either the PGA or U.S. Open's play there.
No. Like I said, it's just southern suburbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of blue-collar folks out there doing stuff. A lot of industries out there on that south end of the city. So He's from a place called Dalton. And like I said, I used to DJ at a place 127th and Cicero, which is way past stuff that's happening. And this is probably 10 miles even more southeast of that.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Anyway.
The memes have already started out. I mean, I've seen one with a Wrigley Field with the Jake and Elwood saying, we're on a mission from God.
Yep.
It's already taking place. I think it's very cool that, first of all, he's an American Pope.
Right.
And he's a fan of American sports. Remember, he's a fan of baseball. Most of the popes come from countries where soccer is the sport.
Right.
And so he's
throwing out the first pitch at Wrigley.
I don't know about that.
That's what I was hoping for.
I don't know if he can do something like that, man. But I mean, he can do whatever he wants, I suppose. But it's just something we never had. You know, the coolest thing was they interviewed somebody that had gone to this seminary or went some institution with him, and he kept calling him Bob.
It's Rob.
No, this guy knew him as Bob.
Well, he was wrong because his brothers called him Rob.
No, that's his brothers called him. This is a guy that was in seminary with him. He said, you know, and Bob was a great guy. He said, no, I'm sorry, I mean the Pope. but we never had that in this country.
No, not at all.
We'd be on a first name basis with Pope. So, I mean, that's Pope Leo right there. The best part of me was, of this whole process, was Father Guido Sarducci returned.
Saturday Night Live.
And Saturday Night Live is going to have a field day tonight. They burned that script when this announcement, whatever their script was for tonight, got burned. They're gonna do a totally different show tonight. But Father, I didn't know the guy was still alive. You've had to be a fan of Saturday
Night
Live.
Well, he was on one of those anniversary shows. They brought him back.
Was he on there?
Yeah, I don't know if it was the last one. Definitely was on the 40 one.
Yeah, 40 one, because I hadn't seen him in a while. He's 82 years old now. Don Novello is the name. You said he was a writer for Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And he had a character back in the late 80s, Father Guido Sarducci. And Stephen Colbert. Well, I don't watch late night TV all the time. When I heard Father Guido Sarducci was going to be a guest on the show, I stayed up and watched. And it was actually him. And he was still smoking a cigarette. I said, when's the last time you've seen a lit cigarette on late night TV? It's Tom Snyder.
I've never seen a lit cigarette on
late night television.
The only person that they let get away with that is Dave Chappelle when he hosts Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
Lauren lets him smoke cigarettes, and he does it every time. So, listen, this is me being tongue in cheek. We have witnessed lately people of power sort of deputize people outside of what they do as sort of lieutenants, if you will. We've watched that lately. People with real power, they bring in this guy from over here, whether they have lots of money or lots of experience, whatever the case is. So under that same umbrella, think about what the possibilities are. Like that one of the first meetings, once he gets settled, the Pope, that is, who he might call, to get insight on some things. He would call another Southside Chicagoan who loves the White Sox.
You think? I don't know.
Absolutely, that's the first call. That dude's going to have a beeline. Obama's going to have a beeline to the Vatican because there's a connection there. You'd think when he was a cardinal, before he was Pope, he had some sort of admiration from this person who came from the same area he did and became president.
He was gone by then.
Who's gone?
He's been living in Peru.
They got newspapers in Peru. Yeah, they let you know what's going on around the world.
But he ain't been living there. I don't know.
We're going to find out.
It's going to be interesting because there's something the world has never experienced
exactly.
from America.
Exactly. So I think what's around the corner is going to be interesting. May you live in interesting times, but that's my story of the week. All right, you ready? For those of you who have procrastinated and not gotten what you were supposed to get done for mama, we're going to help you out as we always do. Rick Limpert will be joining us next. Let you know about Mother's Day items. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg. We are doing our Mother's Day tribute today, since we will be with you. We won't be with you tomorrow, and this is what we do. We highlight mothers in sports. We tell little stories back and forth ourselves, and then we also bring on Rick Limpert, sort of a staple. Now, I realize that we're kind of up against it, but this is what he does. He lets those of you out there know where you can get these last minute, or just give your mother a little receipt, and you get it next week, baby. but
that means you got to stand in line, long line, to go to that place to eat tomorrow.
Yes, right. And ouch. And you got to do something special. So maybe you have to cook for her. Oh, if the present's delayed, you get the flowers. Take care of that. You can get that anywhere. You got no excuse for no flowers.
Right, right.
And then the gift that you are going to get her has been delayed. Yeah. You can blame it on a courier company. I'm not saying no name out loud. They might be sponsors,
yeah,
but, you know, you can blame
that
on them. Anyway, Rick, we haven't talked to you in a minute. Good morning. Thank you for joining us, buddy. How's life been treating you lately?
I'm doing well, guys. Hope you're well and getting ready for Mother's Day. A lot of people are, so happy to help.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Oh, let's get with some of the items you got. You got one here. Was it Creative CR Laser?
Engraver.
What does that do?
Yeah. So I've noticed kind of a new trend. Some of the shows I'm at, apparel-wise, women, even a lot of the younger women, are really into engraving, laser engraving, and making their own clothes. And from Creality, a laser engraver. This is for items and engraving on objects, wood or metals, that type of thing. But also they have these for clothes and for denim. Women are, like I said, making their own clothes. They're customizing their own clothes, and not a cheap item, but I've been really impressed. And some of the people I've met are really into this engraving and personalizing, and I'm kind of into it too.
Wow. It seemed like something that doesn't take a long time to do or put together. The assembly seemed like it's pretty simple. So it seemed like a gift that a mom would really appreciate.
And what's it called again?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Creality Laser Engraver.
That's it. And you'll, right. And people can see all of these up on the website. We're going to tell them how to get there in a minute. I'm looking at this next one, Sam.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've seen this actual one, Rick, but I've seen some similar. When you're on set and it's July, and the stars are between breaks. Soon as they say cut, three people run up to them, and they got these fans.
Yeah.
So they don't want them sweating. They don't want the makeup running all over the place. And they're holding these fans up to them. And then every once in a while, I'll see an actor or actress holding these what looks similar. This is what looks like a very powerful personal fan that you have here. And forgive me if I get this wrong. Jizu Life?
Yeah, you got it. And I'm glad you mentioned the movie sets and the TV sets, Greg, because that's where this company kind of got started. And they're under $100. They're personal fans. Hey, you're in Atlanta. I'm in Las Vegas. It's going to be hot here in a matter of days and weeks. And this is the new one from Jizu Life, and launches next week on Amazon. And again, these are a little really powerful, convenient to hold personal fans, and I really like this idea.
Yeah, where are my fans at? All right, here we go.
I forgot he's in Vegas.
He is. Spending time away for a .com hotline. Always great to spend time with Rick Lippin. He is social. You can find him at Rick Roswell, at Rick Roswell. Next item. Oh, man, this is something you will love. Hey, this is tea, something for tea and coffee. Tell us about this one, Rick.
Yeah, I have one of these as a coffee drinker and kind of getting into tea a little bit from iLola. It's the new iLola Duo. And again, this is we have lots of devices in our kitchen. We have a coffee maker. We have a blender. We have a tea maker maybe. This is for both tea and coffee all in one. Handles all those pods and discs that we're all familiar with when it comes to tea and coffee, and makes coffee and tea delicious in 1 minute. Even cold brews for the iced coffee and cold brew fans, different cup sizes. And again, a really convenient device that may make mom's kitchen a little less crowded and easier to use.
Yeah, that looks like a great thing. Greg, I'm a coffee person. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a tea drinker, but actually the next one he's got on here, I think I got.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Because Tracy's always measuring stuff, the pine and pepper kitchen scale. This thing is pretty cool.
Yeah, again,
it's really small. It can, like, tuck away. Because I've actually like looked for it for a while. It's going, oh, it's over here. And it's like, I didn't even notice it. So you can put it in places. It doesn't clog up the kitchen.
Tell us about this thing, Rick.
It is small. And for me, I've been, since I got into my condo here, I've been making more food and stuff for myself. And it's really important, I guess. We kind of do it by touch or by estimating sometimes. But it's good to measure out different ingredients. And again, this scale takes up no space, like Greg said. Will fit in a drawer or on top the fridge or anywhere. And again, helps you make those meals or smoothies or whatever we're making a little better. And Pine and Pepper are really a really great brand for kitchen appliances. And Pine and Pepper, will put, like I said, we'll put all the notes in the show notes on Wireless Wednesday. And I love this item, under $15.
Yep. That's what I'm going to say. The best part is the price.
And a couple double AAA batteries. You're good to go.
There you go. Oh, that's fantastic, fantastic. Sunglasses. Oh, yeah. With summer coming, I think Mom would love that.
No, here's the best thing about these sunglasses. Look at the price.
I know it.
Yeah.
And none of these $100 that are going to end up in the bottom of the Caribbean when you go jet skiing and take them on vacation. No, these are good.
Yikes.
Guys, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rick.
We all have those sunglass stories, and as soon as you buy that nice $179 pair, it's going to get lost or broken. And these are, again, out of California, out of Hollywood. A lot of the people are wearing these. $15.99 on Amazon from a company called Visoon, V-I-S-O-O-N-E. And eco-friendly is part of the deal. Comfortable, affordable, and anything that helps protect our eyes during those bright days. You know how that sun comes at that angle when you're trying to drive home from work?
Yep.
And these do the trick.
Yep, we certainly have that here in Atlanta. All right, Apple Watch. This is something cool for Mom. Somebody's looking for something to get in the last minute. Tell us about the one that you're showing us this morning.
Yeah, Kansu NYC. I mean, are we past the stage where people are just wearing the unprotected Apple Watches? This is designed for people on the move. A little expensive, a little pricey, a little north of $100, but high quality, again, eco-friendly, and has a great little look to it. Can wear them anywhere and protects that Apple Watch that we have that is not inexpensive and we really rely on for so many things. So a mom might need a new little Apple Watch band, and Kansu NYC has got some great options.
Sorry about that. Listen, I got two. Unless you have something
you want to ask.
Go ahead. I didn't know you were in Vegas. I had forgotten that you were in Vegas.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about something important. What's going on with these Golden Knights? Are you following what's going on with the NHL playoffs, Rick, out there?
Yeah, I love following the NHL playoffs. And, you know, I guess that's kind of my team since I live here.
Yeah.
They're a little schizophrenic. The NHL playoffs have just been crazy anyway. And the Knights kind of lead themselves into that, but they got a great fan base out here, and I mean the NHL playoffs are what they are. They're the most exciting playoffs I think in out of all the four major sports.
I have not seen a city like that. And actually, there's not many cities like Las Vegas, but you just don't see the sport. You wouldn't expect to see the frenzy surrounding sports in that city because of things that are going on, the other things that are happening there. But I'm telling you, this Golden Knights team, more than the Raiders, more than anything I have seen in the time I've gone out there, have got this city by the you-know-whats.
Yeah.
Now, they're down 2-0 to Edmonton. Connor McDavid has given it to them. But listen, man, congratulations on getting that. And you're about to get a baseball team, too, right? The Athletics are right around the corner. The A's are coming. Correct?
Well, a couple years, yeah. The baseball, they're breaking ground on the baseball stadium. They're building another NBA/type arena. Hopefully in the next 5-7 years, lure an NBA team here. This is really kind of like Atlanta was years and years ago, really sports oriented. That's kind of why I'm here. And, the Golden Knights are really the city's team. They, the people here have adopted that. The Raiders, you know, they draw. Okay. But football's about people coming in from the other team who they're playing.
Yep.
But the Knights have they've grabbed the city and they have the attention of the city and they're doing a great job there.
And they're the only ones that originated there, right? The Raiders came from somewhere else. And what's going on with the baseball team? They'll be coming from somewhere else. So, yeah, they're homegrown. homegrown right there. But anyway, as always, Rick, we thank you. We'll be talking to you in a few weeks when Father's Day's right around the corner.
Absolutely. Thanks. Thanks so much, Rick.
Looking forward to it, guys. Thanks, Sam and Greg. You guys are great. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Yeah, man. I just and I was going to talk to him about that music. I still have a question about the acts I have seen on the street that should be in casinos performing, but they don't have lounge acts anymore.
Yeah.
So I've been hearing the best music right outside of a CVS next to the Flamingo. It's crazy. Anyway, we are on this 10th day. We're going to get into something special, top of the hour, Sam, with Scott Peterson.
Scott Peterson, positive athlete. We're going to hear about him and also update you a little bit on some of the high school athletics going on because it's state championship time.
And we are going to talk baseball now and pay a little tribute to somebody we lost this past week. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah, hearing a theme so far? But you brought these guys up, so I had to play some blues, brother. Sam and Greg, on this Saturday morning, 10th day of May, playing this for the new Pope.
Pope Leo.
The Southsider, dear. I wonder if he's got a little bit of a twang there, pal.
Probably not. That's probably all gone.
I don't think so. You don't lose something like that. You know what I'm saying there?
He's lived around the world,
That's right, but you're always coming back home.
He ain't been. We're going to see how long it takes him to get back to Chicago.
Anyway, I played that for that, but also wanted to take a second as we were going to sit here and talk baseball and the Braves, but lost a guy this week who actually touched both of us in my house.
Yeah. Played in both seats, right?
Debuted the same time as Walter Payton with the Chicago White Sox. I'm talking about Chet Lemon. We lost him this past week. Chet played for the Sox from 75 to 81, and then moved on the other side of the lake and got himself a ring with the 84 Tigers. So he is beloved there, and he is beloved in Chicago. My friend who's the drummer, Ray, Sox fan.
Yep, yep.
Just speaks glowingly and wishes even before he got old and went through his issues, always wanted to bring Chet Lemon back. He'd always mention certain players. Why can't we bring so-and-so back? Because they're 78 years old, man. But, yeah, anyway, rest in peace, Chet Lemon, from Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay.
Born February 28th and like I said, passed away on the 8th down in Florida. So I want to take a moment as we talk baseball to mention Chet Lemon. You know the other thing about Chet Lemon that I will always remember?
Is that?
He was on the White Sox teams, and folks from Chicago will remember this, when Bill Veeck thought it was a good idea to put baseball players in short pants.
Remember that.
He had Chet Lemon standing out there in center field or in the outfield in short pants. He was also part of the White Sox during Disco Demolition.
Ooh, remember that too.
Yeah, so
remember that.
Look that up with Steve Dahl. He'll always have that over Howard Stern. All right, what's going on with these Braves, man?
Braves in right Pittsburgh. Now, they're in Pittsburgh, and you know they kind of ended the homestand on a pretty good, crazy note. You know,
how walk about off. That? Yeah, it's
so I thought that was pretty cool to leave. We had some positive things after things, you know, kind of didn't go their way with the Dodgers. Better with Cincinnati, and now they're up in Pittsburgh. They dropped the first game last night, 3-2. Final score, Pirates with the win over the Braves. Elder got the start, went 6 innings, gave up 3 and struck out 8. But, you know, still that's what you want from your starter. You still want your starter to get you beyond the 5th inning if possible. He was able to do that, but they don't come back with the win. So they're going to go today, and A.J. Smith-Schauser is going to be your starter for the Braves and see what they can do with him.
I don't know what to make of him yet. And again, I don't get worked up pre-All-Star game anyway. You know that. But right now, as it's presently constructed, even with the guys we know are around the corner coming back, it's going to take a minute for them to be that dude again.
And that's the thing you look forward to. There's potentially this great potential for upside coming up in the next month or so with this team. But you're encouraged by what you've seen in recent weeks compared to the first 3 weeks. First 3 weeks had us ready to get on top of the Western. It was, man. Just the first 3 weeks,
you
man.
Know,
just
I will people, steal that one.
You know
get
what
on top
I mean?
Of the Western. You mean, okay.
The first 3 weeks were just abysmal for this team. And to see them get it turned and playing more like the team we feel like they can and should be has been encouraging.
But I don't know. Do you think this is the year that they, and again, injuries could upend all of this on this team, whether it's the Phillies, whether it's the Mets. You figure these are the three teams we're going to be talking about in this division. Nobody's scared about anybody else in this division right now, right? So we're not worried about Washington. We're not worried about Miami.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Washington. Although Washington could, you know, round into some type of spoiler or something, you know, later on in the season. But right now, I think your focus is obviously, for the obvious reasons, are the Mets and Phillies.
I think it's the Mets. And so you got to ask yourself this. Do you feel like even with what's coming back and the grace period that they're going to need to be that player again? Having him back is one thing.
Right.
But we ain't going to see Ronald Acuña speed like we did, you know, a couple of years ago for a while. Are we going to see?
I don't know if he plays that way again. I don't know if he plays with the reckless abandon that he played with.
Well, plus he's not 24 anymore either.
No, he's 27 now. So I mean, it's a little bit different. And as he gets set to return and know when to flip a switch, you know, on and off, which in the past his switch was always flipped in one direction. Maybe have to do that a bit more, realizing what he means to the team and to be here to play and healthy to play with the team. So we watch to see how he approaches that as he returns.
You got to ask yourself, how many speeds does Spencer Strider have, too, in his arsenal? Because he's not going to be able to come back and do what he did and blow people away. And even with that, these are Major League Baseball players, man. They know how to catch up in time. 100-mile-an-hour fastballs coming. So how is he going to make the adjustment? That's, for me, I know there's no answer to that, but that, for me, is what's going to be interesting. How does he change? We've seen this before in the city. Not recently, but we've seen, and again, I talk about the guy who's calling the game, John Smoltz, and how he altered his game when he came back to the point where he realized, I can't be a starter anymore. And they put him out, and he became the best closer in the game.
Right.
For a while, right?
Right.
So what does, and let me ask you this, would that be so bad if the Braves had Spencer Strider as a closer, like the Yankees had Mariano Rivera if you had a closer that you know could shut everybody down for the next 5-6 years, would you sign up for that? As opposed to a starting pitcher who you're kind of, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if that's something that comes, but right now, I want to see him. I want to see him reclaim his role as a starter. You obviously want that guy that's going to come in the late innings, is going to give you that inning that was just, you know, lights out, you know, didn't give up anything. But because of what he's been for this team and what this team really needs right now, we got somebody on the back end right now. Right now, we need him to reclaim his role as a starting rotation with this team and be the leader along with Chris Sale
See, that's rotation. Why I'm thinking again. It would be an interesting experiment if they tried it, not knowing that it would stay long term because you just don't know. But how many teams alter what they do because of that other team's closer? We've seen it. We've seen, what's his name, Hader, when he's with Milwaukee. Obviously, we got Mariano Rivera. So I'm just asking, if you got a guy who's coming back, but you know that he's got this crazy amount of stuff, is it that out of the realm of possibility to at least have a conversation and say, you know what, you could be baseball's top closer?
I think we have to see something with the starting, some inconsistencies and something that he didn't come out of. I mean, right now this is the role for him.
Yeah,
okay. This is the role.
Again, I'm just
we want to see that. And then if something's amiss, you try something different. But right now that's where the team needs him. That's where I'd like to see him.
Yeah.
And you know, and we work with him. Sam, right now, I want to see this team get back and win these other games against Pittsburgh. Out of town this weekend.
By the way, who else are you scared of? And by the way, have you seen Juan Soto? You've been watching what's going on with these Mets? You've been watching these Phillies at all? And your thoughts on them?
Yeah. The Mets are looking good. They're looking good. They're off to a great start. And, you know, we know what they've done in the past. We're going to see if they will turn into the Mets once again.
But that ain't that, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Something happened in the water up there, and they actually look pretty – they look pretty stable. I mean, it always seemed like it was a high wire act with them, and I know what you're saying, because they'd be up there, and they'd be up there, and then all of a sudden they'd fall off around late August and September.
Well, they fall off before then. Fall off before then because Philly would be up there, so that's the thing.
That's what I'm saying, and
That's what we've been used to seeing has been Philadelphia. The Mets, like I said, they've thrown enough cash at it, and right now the folks in New York got to be happy because both of their teams – are in first place. Both the Mets and the Yankees are first place teams right now.
You know who's got that? One of the top teams in baseball right now.
Is that?
We got the Dodgers in the National League, but I've been hearing it at my house. Oh my goodness! Them Tigers.
It's been a while.
Man, that Scooble, you got the Triple Crown winner as far as pitching. He went out again yesterday and won a game. And,
yeah.
And you know, you can't say nothing bad about him. But it is an interesting – it's to me, we have traditionally talked about Major League Baseball teams and the managers that seem to have the most success. And they usually come, if they played, were catchers. There's a dude down there or up there in Detroit. Not only was a catcher, but he got a chip on his shoulder. Because A.J. Hinch was the manager of the Astros mm-hmm. when all that cheating stuff went on. And he, you know, he played dumb. He didn't know nothing about it and all that stuff. And we kind of figure we don't want to put it on him anyway. Because it was Altuve. It was the players. And, you know, Altuve was the one with the bat in the garbage can.
Right.
But because of all that, he was exiled. You know, remember they used to, in the NFL, they used to exile you to Green Bay until Reggie White went, that sounds like a good place to go. And then Brett Favre showed up, and next thing you know, they got a Super Bowl, right?
Right, right.
Well, that's what's going on with Detroit back in, you know, they didn't have nothing going on. So the AJ went up to Detroit, and it's been a struggle these last few years. But now things have turned around.
Yeah.
Players wanted to get there. They got Miguel Cabrera's money off the books so they can go out and get some folks. So I'm just saying he's determined to change the story about his managing career.
Yep.
I won't say about his playing career, but his managing career, I think he's trying to do something about that, and he seems like he's as close
he's
as
in a division that's the hot division in the American League right now. You know, we used to always watch the East because of the usual suspects, but you look at the Central. The Central is where the action is right now as far as the American League goes. I'm looking. I didn't realize that Baltimore had fallen off the way they've done because Baltimore mm-hmm. had been really hot, and Tampa Bay is struggling as well, but you know the really the power right now in the American League is in the Central. You know, with them, Cleveland's right there. There's KC, Minnesota's right. You know, right there. You know, it's just a game under 500. So I mean, those are teams that you're watching over in the American League.
Well, you want to know what's going on with Major League Baseball, of course, starting with our Atlanta Braves. Who do you tune into, Sam?
Yep.
You tune in to our own Grant McCauley.
Yes. From the Diamond.
From the Diamond, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know, we finished that last segment. We were talking about Mother's Day stuff and all that. And then I somehow mentioned, we mentioned that I have seen, or we were talking about the Pope.
Yeah.
But I had not mentioned that I saw Conclave. I think that movie is being watched by as many people as possible right now.
If people
of what
haven't
happened.
Seen it.
I'm telling you, it's worth it. Because it really does pull the curtain back a little bit, and you see, and once you've heard other cardinals, real cardinals, comment, because they've been asked, hey, is this movie, you know, kind of close to what how it really happens? And they went, yeah, pretty much. So I had to watch it last night, and I'm telling you, it was enlightening. I'll leave it at that. Because you want to see it, and I'm not giving you nothing
all
more
right,
for
thanks,
it.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
But you, yeah, it is.
What timing, though, right?
How about that?
What timing?
And,
to have that movie, right?
Isabella Rossellini, she's in it. Ralph Fiennes. I call him Ralph because he's from Wisconsin. Instead of Rafe. And who else is? What's his? Oh, Jesus. Stanley Tucci.
Okay.
So it is. It's a good watch. Coming up, Caleb Johnson. We're going to talk NBA playoffs and our Atlanta Hawks. Going to venture into Noel's world in the 7 o'clock hour, but up next, Scott Peterson.
Yep. Positive athlete, and also talk my high school athletics, putting a big spotlight on leadership, good citizenship, and great competition.
That is up next. Sam and Greg, thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.